And so someone said, "Why don't you have everyone move up?" I'm like, "No, they got their spot." And I was going to ask you to move back because I don't know if you can see me talking anyway. But we're thankful that we have everyone here today. And I am so glad that you're here today. I'm so glad that I'm here. I'd like to take some prayer requests. And so I have a prayer request from Ms. Jenkins. 3-year-old Dave and Rachel Johnson. There's a little, the 3-year-old is Noah. Okay. Noah is the 3-year-old boy that has tumors on his brain. And this 3-year-old boy that has tumors on his brain will have surgery on Veterans Day, November 11th. So let's pray for Noah. And let's, if you have a running prayer list, and I recommend you have one, and I learned from just have a running prayer list that you can write prayer requests that you get from here, but that the Lord will bring to your mind different people, and just write their name down and just pray for them. Sometimes you don't even know why you're praying, but the Lord knows why. But this Noah Johnson, 3 years old. And you know, when you get a prayer request, and when I'm talking up here, I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling myself a lot. When you get a prayer request, I just put my shoes in the family. You know, I put myself in the family's position that's going through this as if it was me going through it. And I just think about it, and then I bring it to the Lord in that fashion. And it makes a big difference when, you know, families are going through different situations, and you put yourself, you just take yourself and you just show that empathy, and you put yourself in the same position as that family that either lost a loved one or has someone that's going through something, and the Lord will do something in your heart. But at the same time, you'll pray. You'll pray constantly. You'll remember the prayer to pray, and you'll pray without ceasing, and the Lord will honor that. It shows examples all through the Bible where the Lord will actually change his mind on a matter, in a sense. And I don't know if the Lord changed his mind or it's just something that we think that he changed his mind, but because the Bible always also says that I am God, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. So I don't know how that works. His ways are not our ways, but at the same time, let's lift up Noah Johnson in prayer. And I'm going to write his name down on my list here. Noah Johnson, 3 years old, tumors, November 11th surgery. Pray specifically for November 11th. And I say all that because it matters. There, your whole purpose in being here this morning may be to get that prayer request. So all of us collectively could pray for this 3-year-old boy, and God will intervene in his situation and change that family's life. Because it's going to be changed one way or the other. Let's have God in it. And that's just the way I think. Maybe it's a little bit different. But do I have any prayer requests from anyone else? Yes, sir. Okay. Cyber Jones. Yeah, I had that on my other prayer request. Cyber Jones is now on hospice. We prayed for her last week, but she's now on hospice. So I would say pray for her comfort, pray for her family, pray that the situation that we don't know fully, I know I don't, will affect the salvation for other people. Oftentimes people it brings to mind different things and they'll get saved. Or it'll be a seed that's planted and they'll get saved. And that's the whole reason why I think the whole reason why this class exists and is to pray for others, to pray for this ministry, pray for others. I mean, we're the senior folks, right? Some of us are not senior, but everyone's welcome in this class. I don't want to run you off because you're not senior, but we are the seasoned veterans in prayer. And you know, if we don't pray, if we don't lift up these requests to the Lord, who will? Who will? Who's going to stand in the gap? It's us. Any other prayer requests? I'm sorry to rattle on. I want to get myself as well as some others in the right frame, because I don't want to waste an hour or 30 minutes on something that's not going to glorify the Lord. And any other prayer requests? We have Mr. Scott Martin here today. We'll continue to pray for him. I know my family has been praying for him constantly throughout the last months. And I'm going to put Scott here, Scott Martin, and his recovery. And it's great to see him here. I'm going to put Debbie Mullins here for today. We want to pray for Debbie Mullins and her family. Debbie is going through a battle right now. She has cancer, and she's not taking any more meds. And she's just at home, and we may not be able to see her again. But pray for Steve, who is the one that runs this class. And pray for the family, and definitely pray for the comfort of Debbie Mullins. Any other prayer requests this morning? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you for a new day that we can do whatever we want with. And dear Lord in heaven, help us to glorify you in this day. Help us to have the right attitude. Help us to just look at things differently today. And let's look with you on our mind first. We have these prayer requests. We have Noah Johnson, 3 years old. Pray for him. Pray for the doctors. Pray for the wisdom of the doctors. Pray that the surgery goes well. And I pray for a full recovery, if it be your will. Dear Lord in heaven, we pray for Cyber Jones and the fact that she's on hospice, and just pray for their family and friends, and just pray for her comfort, and just pray for your will to be done in that situation. We thank you, Lord, that Scott's here today. We thank you that he was here Wednesday, and we just thank you for just working in his life and bringing him back to us. And we just thank you for him. And we praise you for all that you do in the lives of the people here. And we want to pray for Debbie Mullins. We pray for, we ask for your comfort to be provided to her and her family. And we pray that you'll just be part of that whole situation. We love the Mullins family. And we just lift all these requests up to you today. We just love this church. We pray for the ministry here. We pray for, we ask you to be present today in the pastor and give him the words to say, hide him behind the cross. And I pray that the truth will be spoken, Lord, and that truth will just dwell in each and every one of our hearts as we depart later on. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this is the Gideon class, right? And it just hit me. It just hit me the other day. This is the Gideon class. Actually, it really didn't hit me. My son, and some of you might have seen him last week. He was here, and he taught a different class, right? And he asked me, what's the name of your class? And I was just thinking about that. And then, you know, it's the Gideon class. And so we haven't said anything about Gideon, right? And so I'm going to talk about a few different people today. First of all, I'm going to talk about Jesus, right? We want to talk about Jesus, and we're going to talk about Gideon a little bit. And I'm going to talk about Paul. And again, we might touch on Jeremiah a little bit. And of course, we're going to end up with Jonah to talk a little bit about Jonah. But also, I don't know of your interest. I'm very interested in heaven. I have some loved ones in heaven, and I know, no doubt, that each and every one here knows people that are in heaven. So this, I have about 100 verses that I researched, and I printed them up in large print, but I didn't make copies yet. I'll make copies. It's about 10 pages. It's over 100 verses on heaven or pertaining to heaven, and I'd like to hand those out, but I'd like a show of hands if anybody's interested in getting a copy of these. And I was reading through them last night, and you know, just to read about where we're gonna go and what Revelation 21:1-5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And it goes on to talk about those verses. And I just love reading about heaven. And Revelation 21:21-27. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, as were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. Just think about that. Just think about that. We've read it over and over, but it says there's no temple because God Almighty is the temple. And then it says the city had no need for the sun. That great city up there where we're all going to be one day had no need for the sun, neither of the moon, no sun and no moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Wow, doesn't it? You know, we're going to talk about some folks today, and Gideon, Jeremiah. But just don't let familiarity cause you to have a deaf ear. Familiarity with certain characters in the Bible. You know, there's people that you meet, that you know, you have loved ones, and you go to visit them, right? And you get to know people better and better over time. Same thing with the characters in the Bible. But we don't want to learn about the characters in the Bible just to know about the characters in the Bible. We want to learn about the characters in the Bible to help our relationship with Christ. That's the whole point of anything, is to have a closer walk with Jesus. And can I have a show of hands of anyone that might want these? And I just want to count how many I want to print out, because it's a pretty big list. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'll print out about 40 of these. And I was going over them, and I was blessed just reading through these scripture. And I blew them all up, not necessarily for you, but for some of us that are challenged with our sight. But you don't have to have your glasses on to read those. So I'll get those printed out, and then next week I will hand those out or give them to Nellie, and Nellie will have them at the desk, and you just pick up a copy. But I was just thinking, you know, that's just such a blessing. You know, the older you get, the more people you have in heaven, right? The older you get, the more people that you know that is fellowshipping directly with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's just a blessing for us. But let's talk a little bit about Gideon. Did you ever play follow the leader when you were a kid? Did you ever playing follow the leader as a kid, I don't know, I was a little anxious sometimes because you never know where the person in front of you is going. You know, and if it's, you know, some rascal, right? Some rascal boy and you're like 9, 10 years old and they try and make it difficult, climb under a tree, going, and you got to follow them. That's the rules, right? You got to follow that other guy. Turn in your Bible to the book of Judges. And Judges is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. Seventh book of the Bible. Turn to the book of Judges. So this class is the Gideon class. I want to talk about this. And there was a famous battle. Me being prior military, you know, I think of things as a battle. You know, some people say you got to choose your battles, right? Or, you know, you got to have tactics. You got to have a plan. So when I read about the battles in the Bible, I'm very interested in the battles. It says, Judges chapter 7, verse 16, I'm sorry. Chapter 7, verse 16. It says, and he divided the 300 men into three companies. Now, this is when Gideon has 300 men at this point in the Bible. But do you know how many people, do you know how many soldiers that Gideon started out with? He started out with 32,000 soldiers. But he's going up against the Midianites, right? So Gideon and his 32,000 men are going up against the Midianites. Do you know how many people that the Midianites had? Harry probably does. The Gideonites had 135,000 soldiers. So even with the Midianites had 135,000 soldiers. So even with Gideon's 32,000 soldiers, that's out of balance, right? The enemy has an unfair advantage. And I won't go into to what I'm thinking, but the enemy has an unfair advantage with 135,000 soldiers against 32,000 soldiers. And you know what the Lord says to Gideon? You have too many soldiers. And I know, and I want you to think about this, even though you're familiar with the story. The Lord told Gideon, you have too many soldiers. Now, you can apply that to a lot of things in life. You know, say you have two cars. Say you have two vehicles. But you only really need one vehicle, maybe. And a missionary comes here and has no vehicles. The Lord might impress it upon your heart saying, you have too many vehicles. You're like, God, Lord, I only have two vehicles. And the Lord might say, you have too many vehicles. Well, Gideon had 32,000 soldiers against 135,000 soldiers. And the Lord told him, you have too many soldiers. And I don't know what Gideon would say. And would he say, Lord, I need each and every one of these 32,000. Or was his walk so close with the Lord? They said, yes, sir. I'll do whatever you said to do. He said, and the Lord told Gideon, ask the people, anyone that's afraid out of those 32,000, tell them to leave. Tell them they can leave if they're afraid. So you know how many people left out of 32,000? 20,000. And the Bible says, and the math isn't exactly accurate, so don't get wrapped around the 2,000 that we lose somehow, but 20,000 left, and the Bible says there's 10,000. Gideon's left with 10,000 soldiers. So surely, it's going to be tough with 10,000 soldiers against 135,000 Midianites, right? It's going to be tough. But the Lord can do what the Lord does with the 10,000. So he's probably prepping, and okay, let's take these 10,000. That's a big blow to have 20,000 leave, but let's see what we can do with these 10,000. And the Lord says, wait a minute. You still have too many people. You have too many soldiers. Maybe it's a financial thing in your household. Maybe it's like, I'm just barely making ends meet. And I got this check for $500 and that's going to help out. And the Lord might impress upon your heart, you got too much money. What? Or it might be about time. I just barely got enough time. And the Lord might say, you're spending too much time doing this. You're spending too much time doing that. You need to spend more time helping people. You see what I'm saying? This is what the Lord impressed upon my heart with all these numbers. So he's down to 10,000 people. And the Lord says, you got too many soldiers against 135,000 Midianites. So he gave him another test. The Lord says, hey, I want you to take your 10,000 people and go down to the river and drink water. Have them drink water. And those soldiers that drink the water like a dog, just slurping it up, right? Looking at the water, tell them to go home. And the soldiers that take the water and pull it up to their mouth like this, with their eyes watching, those are the people you want. So he ended up with 300 soldiers at this point in the Bible. 300 soldiers against how many? 135,000. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand and empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me. So this is what I want to get at. When you're on the battlefield, it's hard to communicate now. We have a lot of technology. We have computers. We have all kinds of stuff to communicate, satellites and GPSs and everything. It's hard to communicate now on a battlefield. Back then, can you imagine spreading your vast 300 soldiers out and try to have to communicate? Well, I'm joking about the 300, the vast 300. But what about the 135,000 that the Midianites had? So they spread them out, but it's hard to communicate. So you know what Gideon said in verse 17? He said, look on me. He said unto them, the 300 soldiers, look on me. I got yelled at. They said I moved too much. They don't like me to move too much. But he said, look on me. Can we say that? Just think about our own lives and the way we live our lives and the way we conduct ourselves and how we deal with other people. Can we say that like Gideon? Gideon says, don't worry about communication. Don't worry about, I'm not going to write you a note or anything. You just look on me. Just like the follow a leader game, if you can compare. You do as I do, Gideon said. And I'm talking about the namesake of your class here. He said, and he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So you know why they said the sword of the Lord and Gideon? That rallied the troops. The troops loved Gideon. They trusted Gideon because he had character. Not only did he have character, they trusted in him for his legacy, for his past. They had faith in Gideon because they knew Gideon served the Lord and the one true God. I was excited about that, but at the same time, kind of dismayed because, wow, that's a lot of responsibility for us as Christians. Can we live our life and walk around and say, you do as I do. You do as I do. And when I do this, if you do this, you'll be honoring God with your life. I don't know. I think I fall short many times. But we still need to have that goal. And maybe in your past, you're not too proud of the things that you may have did. And you don't want to say, hey, but now that we're older and a little wiser, right? We can start now by doing what God wants us to do. And then we can say, hey, you do as I do. You read your Bible as I read my Bible. You hand out tracts as I hand out tracts. You tell others about Christ as I tell others about Christ. You go help somebody in need. The orphans and the widows and different people, the elderly. You go help somebody in need as I help somebody in need. That's God's plan. But Paul, 1 Corinthians 11:1, if you want to go to 1 Corinthians 11:1, you probably know exactly what verse I'm going to. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Trying to talk about the namesake for this class, Gideon. And I was just thinking about that. I said, we need to talk about Gideon because this is the name of our class here. And 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, this is Paul talking, be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's our charge today. That's what we need to try and be an example for this next week and for the rest of our lives, starting now. Be followers of Christ as I am also. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Think about that. Think about your walk with Christ. Think about how you handle your relationships. Think about how we go about our daily lives. Can you say, hey, look at me, and you do as I do, like Gideon? Or can you say, follow me as I follow Christ, like Paul? That was just a good example. And we still got plenty of time. All right, let's go to the next slide. You know, that's not the right presentation, Rick, but that's okay. We'll go with this, okay? Let's go to the next slide. A commission of authority, God's voice discerned. Psalm 95:7-8. God's voice discerned. If God spoke right now or in your life, would you know it's God's voice? Would you know it's God's voice? Just to back up a little bit, I wrote down about 45 verses out of the Bible that talks about being an example. And of course, we taught about a few lessons ago on 1 Timothy 4:12. You want to write that down? That's a good verse on being an example. But there's 40 other verses that I pulled out of the Bible that talks about specifically being an example. And if you ever want to study a lesson on your own, being an example like Gideon or like Paul or some of the others, as I think of things and as I study things and as the Lord brings things to my mind, I just want to share them with you. That's how I'm operating up here. And the Lord throughout the week gives me so many things. It's like, oh, that's good. I want to tell these people in the class. That's good. That helps me. So I think it's going to help them. And I'm just thankful that the Lord wants to use me. But can you remember a time and a place that the Lord was calling you or trying to get your attention? Can you remember that? Can you remember back when the Lord, maybe it was this week, maybe it was a year ago, maybe it was 10 years ago or 30 years ago, when you knew definitely it was the Lord trying to get your attention and it was His voice? God's voice discerned. And it talks in the book of Jonah that the word came to Jonah. Just like it talked in the book of Jeremiah, the word came to Jeremiah. And they both responded differently. Well, what about us? If the word came to us, how would we respond in different situations? I guarantee you, throughout this next week, the word's going to come to you. The Holy Spirit's going to tap you on the shoulder. How are we going to respond? How are we going to respond like Jonah? Or are we going to respond like Jeremiah when the Lord says, Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house? You know what Jeremiah did? Went down to the potter's house. He told Jonah, hey, Jonah, go to Nineveh. You know what Jonah did? He didn't go to Nineveh. The Lord's going to tap us on our shoulder this week. Hand out that tract to that people. No, those people, they're going to laugh at me. They're going to rip it up in my face. They're going to throw it away. Doesn't matter what they do with that tract. The Lord says, hand out that tract. How are we going to respond? Like Jeremiah? Like in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 6, that's where it talks about Jeremiah going down to a potter's house. It's a very good lesson. It'd be a good lesson for you to follow up on. But the commission of authority, God's voice discerned. In Acts chapter 9, we find Saul of Tarsus on his way to Damascus. Acts chapter 9. Let's go to Acts chapter 9 real quick, and then we're going to have to close up here. But Acts chapter 9, and I hope you're being helped today. I hope the Lord is pricking your mind with some thoughts, and I hope the Bible and being here in Sunday school, none of that is any good unless you listen to it, meditate on it, and apply it and use it for God's glory. That's what it's all about. And when you're using the Bible and the teaching for God's glory, that's going to build that relationship with Christ. And that's what matters. But Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 9 and verse 3, Acts chapter 22 and verse 7, and Acts chapter 26 and verse 14. All three places, you know what words are being said? When this man named Saul was on the road to Damascus, and the Lord was trying to get his attention, all three sections of Acts The same words are said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And then he said, you know what Saul's response was? All three places when the Lord was speaking to Saul, and Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecutest me? What do you think? Because this was a person that was killing Christians. This was a person that was persecuting Christians. He didn't care about God. So what do you think his response was? His first response in all three of those chapters, all three of those verses were, Lord. He said, Lord. He knew exactly who it was. And I think the Lord was trying to get his attention back when they stoned Stephen. They were stoning Stephen, and Paul was there. Saul was there. And when he acknowledged that it was the Lord for real, it changed his life. When he said, Lord, right after he said, Saul, Saul, he turned and acknowledged, Lord. We need to acknowledge Lord Jesus Christ in our lives every minute of every day. And thank him. Thank him for every heartbeat. Thank him for every breath. Thank him for every step that we're able to take. Rick, could you put up Psalm 27? No, let's put up at the last part, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's sing that as an ending to end the class today. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. He shall direct thy path. Now let's personalize it, and then we'll be done. Personalize it. I'll trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways I'll acknowledge him, and you will direct my path. You will direct my path. Dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for today's meeting. We thank you for Sunday school. We praise you for all that you do in our lives, and just are overwhelmed and awed by the fact that you would use any one of us to do your will. We pray for the service to come, be with the pastor as he comes, and just have our hearts prepared to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.